Okay, so good morning everybody, or good afternoon, or good evening everybody. So working through the agenda, item one is apologies. We have apologies from Hang Tran, I believe. Gabby?
Yes, that's the only apology I've received.
Okay, thank you very much. So our next item is the minutes and actions from our telephone conference on the 15th of November. Could I firstly ask for any comments on accuracy on those minutes, please? Does anyone have any amendments or additions to suggest? No? Excellent. I will take those as confirming accuracy. Thank you very much, Gabby. Gabby, would you also like to take us through the actions, please, and their current status?
Yes, we have action 6901, the secretary to approach the councillor. Can I just ask to join, perhaps?
Hello? Hi, this is Jan. Hi.
Yeah, hello, Jan. Okay, so we still don't have a councillor. We're still waiting for another councillor to join. Anyway, sorry, action 16... Sorry, who joined?
Hi, this is Fernando.
Oh, hello, Fernando. Now we have a quorum.
We were quartless, Fernando. You made all the difference today. Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, carry on, Gabby.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So 6901, the secretary to approach the councillors who are members of the program working group to appoint a vice chair who will also act as a liaison between the working group and the CCNSO council. And Bart has done this. And he approached Vika, and Vika will liaise. Bart, do you have anything to add?
No, not really. It's part of the agenda anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then we have action 6902, the secretary to ask the Tech Day chair Eberhard Fister to provide the council with a briefing paper regarding the future direction of Tech Day, and I believe this has not been done yet.
No, you're correct. That must be for the next council meeting.
Action 6903, the secretary to compose a briefing paper that explains and explores the suggestions to show CCTLD activities and developments on the CCNSO website or options open to the CCNSO to increase awareness in some other route. This has been done and is attached to the material that's been sent. Action 6904, the secretary to post the collated comments on conflicts of interest policies with CCTLDs on the email list for further distribution to ICANN and post them on the CCNSO website. It hasn't been posted on the website yet, so this is a quick thing we can do today even or tomorrow. So, Action 6905, the secretary to send out a reminder to the CCTLD community regarding the framework of Interpretation Working Group and IDM PDP Working Group 2 report, both open for public comments, this has been done. Action 6906, Jan Zhang to track back the sequence of council resolution approving the JIG final report, this has been done. Jan, do you want to add anything?
No.
Okay. Then we have Action 6907, Peter Van Ruster to circulate a request to his colleagues in the regional organizations to investigate any impact the rearrangement of the ICANN geographic regions might have on their work. This has been done. I don't think Peter's on the call. I can read out what he wrote to me. And of course, you can correct me, Jan, and so everyone from the regional organizations if anything is not correct, because he wrote, APTLD doesn't care. LACTLD cares but haven't made any statement yet. AFTLD is probably trying to figure out who's the responsible vice president in charge of answering requests from the center general manager. Center probably won't make any statement since our chair contributed to the CCNSO response and felt comfortable with that. I'm not sure anyone wants to correct anything to this.
Actually, APTLD does care. But it's hard for us to make a consensus comment. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Noted.
And then we have the last action, and that's action 6908. The secretary to remind Han Chuan Lee about the written update about relevant GNSO activities in the session done.
Thank you. And was there any response, Gabby?
No.
Okie doke. We'll get to that when we get to the end of the agenda. Okay, thank you very much for that. Are there any other points anyone else would like to raise from the 15th of November call? No? Okay, thank you very much. Let's move on then to Section 3, which is the updates, and I can start. My first bit was the ICANN outreach framework. There was a conference call last week that I was due to attend, but sadly I was unable to attend in the end as the Nominet board meeting overran. I'm trying to attend the rescheduled second installment of that call. But other than that, what's your chair been up to? Well, I've liaised with several people regarding the CCNSO response to the geographic regions overview. And that final version of that letter went in just yesterday, wasn't it? Gosh, seems like ages ago. Anyway, that's now been submitted via the CCNSO. I was on a call with the other AC and SO chairs, which is a general periodic catch-up call that we make. Nothing particular to report from that. And also, interestingly, which wasn't something I expected when I was appointed CCNSO chair, I got involved with trying to help out a CCTRD that was having some rather severe problems with their government. And was able to provide them with some support and assistance, hopefully. Unfortunately, the matter itself I was asked to keep confidential, but I can assure you they were having some pretty severe problems, and hopefully they're slightly better now, now that time's moved on. But that's all to report from me. Byron?
Thank you.
Vice Chair's report?
Yes. The primary activity that I've been engaged in is...
Byron, can you speak up a bit, please?
Sure. Can you hear me better now?
What's that?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, the primary activity that I've been engaged in recently has been around the finance working group and the survey, so I'll speak to that a little bit later in the working group updates. And that's it for now.
Okay, thank you. Do we have Hero on the call?
I don't have him, as well.
No, I thought he wasn't here yet. Okay, thank you. So we'll get an update from Hero next time. Do any councillors or liaisons or regional organisation people have any updates to report, please?
Leslie, I don't... most of you have been copied in my report from about the transfer in of the CCTLD in Argentina. We still don't have any formal news about what's going on there. It's still just haven't been made any changes at the IANA systems yet.
Okay, thank you, Carolina. I hope you're settling in well.
Yes.
Excellent. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
A brief update from the Korean IDN. We now have over 200,000 registrations, and people are mostly satisfied using
it. Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Rulof.
Mm-hmm.
I think... I'm not sure if it was related to my CCNSO council membership or to my membership of the SOP working group, but I received a phone call from the Financial Times last week, and they wanted to interview me on the financial situation of ICANN. I tried to reach out to you, but you were in the plane, so I talked to Martin, and I asked him if he knew the report, what the reputation of the Financial Times was, and in the end, I talked to the reporter, and I felt that she was trying to probe into how well prepared ICANN's financial administration was for the large turnover that the new GTLDs would cause, as from the beginning of next year, And just for your information, my main position was there's a new CFO, there are new board members, there's a clear focus on this particular issue, and I trust in the fact that we'll be able to handle it.
Thank you, Roloff. Seems like an extreme way of avoiding a media conference by being on a plane, but that was indeed the case.
Yeah.
Okay. Bart, Gabby, Christina, as CCNSO Secretariat, any updates, please?
From my end, the only thing is I've attended the outreach framework, but I think it's more directed at the ISO and AEC leadership. So it's something for the next council call for you to update.
Okay, thank you.
I can just report that we just today received a membership application from .IQ Iraq. However, it was filled in incorrectly. So, but it's a real application, and I just asked them to correct it, so we can expect to receive a new one shortly, I believe.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay.
Christine, I just wanted to say that we've launched. No problem. We've launched the CCTLV wiki and have received quite a few membership applications so far, but nothing has happened on the wiki. So I'm still trying to get people to actually do something there.
All in due course, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your work on that. That's great. Okay. So let's move on then. Item 4 is the improving awareness of and availability of information on CCTRD managers' local initiatives. You'll recall that this suggestion was made at our last meeting in Senegal and briefly discussed on our last conference call. And the staff have very kindly done us a briefing paper with a number of suggested improvements that we could make to, in effect, improving awareness and visibility of that work. Would anyone like to speak to the paper or make comments on those suggested improvements, please?
Well, I made a kind of a warning comment during the last telephone conference we had. Looking at this paper, I think it's a well-formulated proposal, and I'm in favor of implementing it.
Okay, thank you, Roloff. Anyone else? So I take it that silence might mean we're happy or unhappy. Is there anyone who doesn't support the suggestion? Sorry, who was that?
No, that was me. I said that, so probably everybody agrees with me.
Well, one can't always assume that, Roloff, although it's often the case.
Well, I always do when there's silence after I say something. Makes life easier.
Right, okay. Does any other council member wish to comment on this?
Not that I always agree with Roloff, but in this case I do. It's Byron. Okay. I think that the paper is very helpful and will be sort of a very strong evolutionary step. And I think all of the main suggestions here would be a positive addition. And then, of course, it's the communications about getting the CCs to actually participate here and just continuing to remind them to participate in this space.
Indeed. Okay, so I have two supporters of the proposal. Does anyone want to dissent from that, please? No? Okay, then I move that we agree those suggested improvements and we, on our agenda for 6 months after they've been implemented, review whether they have been effective. Is everyone okay with that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Thank you, everybody. Okay. So moving on then. Item number 5 on our agenda was the JIG letter on the introduction of single character IDN TLDs. You'll recall that we have seen some draft letters from the JIG, and I'll ask Jan to introduce and speak to those in a minute. In the attachments to the council meeting papers, we were also provided with copy correspondence from Kurt and Patrick, and it's my understanding that the board have asked the SAC to do some further work on single character names. Jan, would you like to correct me if I'm wrong, but also update us on where we currently are, please?
There's actually, you're right. There's some letters between Jack and Kurt, but since ever since the last meeting or last council meeting, there's no update. And also, GISO Council has already passed the resolution to adopt the letter of the board. So they're waiting for our they're waiting for our response.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we have the text of a suggested letter that you said was kindly provided. So the as I understand it, the board have asked the SAC to do some further work, but had decided that the single character names wouldn't be delegated in the first round of GTLDs. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the letter in effect is trying to change that resolution.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Just my understanding. Thank you.
Okay. Sure.
Okay, and there is an issue, or is there not an issue, with some of the scripts? People will well know, I'm not an IDN expert, so probably other people such as Hero and Young and may well be able to help me here. Hero, Young, any thoughts? No, Hero's not on the call. Young,
sorry. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I was on mute.
No problem.
And you wanted to... go ahead.
That's okay. I was just wondering whether you had a view on the issues with the script that I think was behind the original board resolution character name.
Right. But no, I did not.
Okay. All right. Okay. Does anyone else have thoughts or comments on this issue, please?
Okay. Leslie, it's just that there's this one bit where, in fact, there was an email from Kurt that reacted to it, and that was... the fact if the one process was waiting on the other one. So that's the first point in the letter, that IDN CCTLD's single character should not be delayed because of readiness of the other category. And I think that's a kind of a misunderstanding, because it's just, I think Kurt's answer is that it's just taking longer. It's not that it's being delayed because the other process is not finished. But this particular issue is just taking longer than expected, so it will not be finished before the GTLD launch.
Yes, I think you're right. That's my understanding. Jan, is that the case?
Filof, sorry, I didn't quite get your point.
Okay, the point that you raise is that... it seems that there's a conflict with the community consensus that this process should not be delayed by the GTLD process or vice versa. And you conclude in your letter that there is such a delay, that this process is being delayed by the GTLD process because you got the information that single character IDNs, that process will not be completed before the launch of the GTLDs. And I think in your email, the email that you got from Kurt, he clarifies that there's no relationship between the two. It's not one that is delaying the other one or one which is waiting for the other one. It is just that this particular process is taking longer than expected, and for that reason, it will not be finished before the launch of the new GTLDs. Which makes your first point in your letter kind of, well, no longer significant or no longer accurate.
But actually, that's a point they insist from the first place. But we do feel, the JAC member do, JAC members do feel, you know, in the board resolution, we do feel there's indication there's a delay. Not because of the CC, actually it's not because of new GTLD delayed CC side, it's a vice versa actually. So,
So, Jan, the desire that I read into the letter was to have all single character IDNs go and be delegated potentially in the first round of new GTLDs.
It should be judged case by case. We didn't get a conclusion. It should open all the single character IDN. It's just that we highly recommended the application should be open, and you know it should be judged case by case. It's not you know just other GTLD application.
Thank you. And do you know where the SAC is regarding the issues around scripts? Because when I last spoke to Patrick, I don't think there was an issue with the pictographic scripts with Chinese, for example, but there apparently was a potential issue with Cyrillic and Greek and other alphabetic scripts. Does that
actually
make sense?
Actually, that's where... Yeah, that's where actually we got confused actually, because nobody ever said anything once we passed the final report. You know, it's just always rumors, you know, said there's an issue here, there's an issue that, but nobody ever raised the issue in the public comments period at all. And until now, there's no clear statement from any party said we do have an issue on this part, we do have an issue on that part. There's never, you know, been a comment like that. So that's why we feel, you know, because we did give chance for the public comments for several rounds, for obviously, or did three rounds from the very beginning from the initial report until the final report, every time we gave the chance for the public comments. But nobody ever said anything. So,
so is that an issue on which the SAC would be giving advice on these alphabetic versus pictographic elements?
Because in the recommendation two, in the letter in recommendation two, we did recommend, we did suggest, you know, we could form an implementation team to assist the staff in implementing single character IDN. So if there's anything comes up like that, you know, we could discuss it, you know.
Jan,
right.
It's Byron. Can I ask a question? Not being very knowledgeable on the IDN, I guess my question is, if the SAC has been asked to investigate something and report back, what specifically, or do you know what specifically they're investigating, and would there be any reason we'd want to, you know, why would we go ahead before the SAC has actually done their piece of this? Would they, and I say that not knowing specifically what they're looking into, but are they not the group that we would want to wait for their output before we went forward with anything? I mean, the notion of an implementation team seems like, well, you're implementing it, you're going production or live. Is that not putting the, as the expression goes, the cart before the horse?
This whole thing actually is like, if you read the board resolution, basically it's just let us ask the endorsement from every supporting organization or from every advisory committee, from SSAC, from GAC, from, you know, every committee. That's, you know, why we feel, we don't feel quite understand why should we go through that whole process, because that's not the way usually, you know, any policy development went through to get all the endorsement from all the advisory committee and from the supporting organization. Because basically this JAG is formed by CCSO and the GSO Council by a joint effort of these two councils. So there's really no point for us to get all the endorsement from other supporting organizations. Basically what boards suggested in their resolution is we should get all the supporting letter from GAC, from all the supporting organizations.
But surely you'd agree that those organizations should be able to make inputs at various stages through the process.
Yeah, that's why we feel it's quite weird, you know, to... to go through that process.
Right. Okay.
Because that's really not the way.
Cheryl, are you still on the call? Does ADAC have a view on this? I think Kurt's email suggested that Olivier stroke ADAC were going to be asked for input. No, lost Cheryl.
Or if Cheryl is there, is she on mute?
Hmm.
Gary, Christina, can you see if Cheryl is still on the call?
And Ron.
I'll check.
I'm just slightly confused that Kurt's email said that the ALAC and GAC were asked for input. I mean, I don't think he said, Jan, that they were asked to sign off or something. I'm just unclear as to the current status. I mean, I guess if it's part of the GTLD process, you would expect all of the various elements of the community to have the ability to make input at various stages.
The whole point is, if a joint effort from both CCSO and the GSO Council, if the working group members make a recommendation and did give the chance to the for the public comments, and there's no objection during all the public comments period, and then we don't understand why board passed a resolution basically denied the final report recommendation from the JAG.
Okay, and have the JIG asked for further elaboration from the board then on that decision?
We did, actually, but, the feedback is not clear. That's why we want to write a letter to the board.
Okay, so maybe there's a bit of a letter writing discussion which I kind of don't wish to spend all of the council members' time on getting into, but I didn't read from that letter a request for clarification of the board decision. I guess my interpretation of the letter was that you were seeking CCNSO support for a get on with it request, in effect. Okay, do any other councillors have views on this issue, please? I think as it currently stands, we have the options of sending the letter as it is. We have an option of not sending a letter, or we have the option, I guess, of sending a letter with amendments to reflect the discussion so far. What are people's thoughts, please?
Hi, it's Byron. I think Jan's raised some good points about clarifying it. If there seems to be a difference of interpretation about what's being said, and gaining clarification on that is, I think, probably a worthy exercise. The way I read this letter is it's more of a demand letter. You know, please do this. Implement is the leading word in the ask. And just based on what I've heard, I would probably be a little bit uncomfortable in sending a letter that is a demand letter asking for implementation when there still appears to be some work to do, not the least of which is SSAC, investigation, research, and input. To me, of all of them, I'd be very sensitive to making sure that there's a positive feedback from them before an implementation step.
Yeah.
So I would certainly be supportive of a letter, an exchange of letters, I guess, that that clarified the understanding, because it seems to me to be unclear from what I can see and read here. But that would probably be where I would be comfortable in terms of an exchange or sending of a letter on behalf of the CCNSO.
Thank you, Byron. Anyone else?
I'm Jan here.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh, Roloff, you can go first.
No, ladies first.
Oh, no problem. I actually wanted to hear what you have to say. Awesome.
Okay. I agree with Byron. I think that, it's not, to me at least, it's not completely clear that there's no reason behind the delay. And then, like Byron said, I don't think it's a good thing to push for implementation. It's better to clarify where we stand and what is causing the delay before we start pushing them for implementation.
Thank you, Roloff. Jan-Em?
I just wanted to point out that, as the letter says, there has been basically consistent community support. And although Joan said that the letter also wanted to ask the board why there was no objection during the process, and then finally the board gives us the additional process. The letter basically says that the general community of the CCNSO and the GNSO has been supportive, basically, of the single character use, and that. So my read into this is that. We continue to support this single character thing, but I do agree with you that maybe there needs to be additional wording or additional clarification as to what exactly the letter wants to say, or what exactly the letter is asking the CCNSO to support. Maybe there was, there needs to be a little clarification on that. But basically, there has been consistent support. So I think that the CNSO maybe not specifically support this letter, but just basically agree in principle that single character ideas are something that we should that are needed in some communities more than others.
Okay. Thank you, Jan-Em. I think you're right. It's important that the support from the community isn't lost. So what I'm hearing is that we should restate that's very important, that we should ask for some clarification as to what the board were actually meaning in their original resolution. That we should urge the ESSAC and other input to be garnered with some urgency, perhaps. and that we should also ask further around information on this issue between the pictographic and alphabetical scripts, whether that is the case or in fact that's not a problem at all. But generally the CCNSO Council could support the notion in principle, subject to those issues being addressed. Does that kind of sound like a way forward to everyone? And if it is, can I ask some volunteers to help with the letter?
Leslie, this is Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Please note, say, the way it was proposed by the JIG is the letter would be adopted by both the GNSO and the CCNSO Council. The GNSO Council has already adopted the letter on its council call of last week. So you could go either two ways. Either the CCNSO Council would draft its own letter and ask the GNSO to do the same, or go back to the JIG and with some suggested changes.
I think what I'm hearing from this call is that we'd like to do our own letter that covers the bullets that I just outlined, in effect. Unless I've summarised wrongly, please somebody interrupt me if I have.
So what that would...
No.
That implicates that the GNSO should do or could support this letter, but at least that this letter as it is not supported by both councils.
I wouldn't go so strongly as to say we're not supporting that letter, but I think we are preferring to send our own letter.
Okay. It's I think we've just taken a lot of time, maybe something to sort out over the next couple of days. But at least it's very clear, say, from what I hear, is the council wants to send its own letter.
Good. Yes, I think that's what I was hearing. Okay, so with that, maybe I could ask you to work with myself, Roloff, Byron, Youngham and Jan to develop a draft CCNSO letter for circulation
on
the email list.
Yeah, no problem.
Is that okay for everybody as a way forward?
Yeah, thank you, Leslie. I think the most important is, you know, to show the CCNSO support to the single character proposal. How we should do the wording on this letter is not, you know, I think it's pretty much depends how we're comfortable with the wording for both council.
Yes.
But the most important thing is to show the support from the CCNSO Council, because JAG is really a joint effort from both council.
Understood.
Yeah.
I think I was hearing concerns about the implementation elements. So let's not spend overly long on that item, if you don't mind. If we can move on, and we'll do some work on this draft letter and circulate it on the list. Is that okay?
Fine.
Thank you very much. Okay, so moving on then, the working group and other updates, the first of which is the finance working group. Byron.
Hi, thanks. We have been focused since Dakar primarily on the feedback that we received with regards to the survey that we're going to conduct. And I think you'll remember that over the next short while, the Finance Working Group will be putting out a survey to the CC community asking for feedback and input in terms of their expenditure of resources on all activities related to ICANN, as well as the different levels of contribution to ICANN, to really get a more objective, hopefully statistically relevant sample of what is actually happening in this space. And that survey has been worked on by a subcommittee or subgroup of the working group led by Lees and Springer. And that work really was finalized more or less at the Dakar meeting, and we have now engaged actually a research firm to fine-tune that, to make it a little more polished, and the questions flow better. And I've just actually looked at the very what I believe will be the final version of that, which I'm going to pass on to Lees and Springer this week. And ideally, we'll be able to put that survey out to the CC community just after the Christmas break here. But in early January is the goal, so that we and it'll be out in the field for 30 days. And Gabby has done a lot of work, because we have to send individual emails to each CC manager in the IANA database, so it's a one-at-a-time effort, and they have their own unique link, so they can go back and revisit the survey. They don't have to complete the whole thing all at once. So it's been a significant level of effort from Gabby, so thank you very much, and it will be going out shortly. And that's been the primary activity item on the finance working group's roster right now.
Thank you, Byron. Any questions or comments for Byron, please? No? Okay, let's move on.
If I can make just one more comment. When you get it, please participate. And in your circle of influence or sphere of influence among other CC managers, please encourage them to participate, because this will give us some really objective guidance on what's happening and what people are really doing. So please participate.
We hear that call. Thank you, Byron. Okay, Roloff, the SOP working group, please.
Yes, Leslie. We've been sort of idle over the last month after having submitted our comments on the strategic plan. So we're getting ready to start working on the first 2012 operational plan framework, but we haven't done anything in that area yet. So nothing to report, in fact.
Okay, thank you, Roloff. Next is the Framework of Interpretation Working Group. Keith, you've not been idle.
No, we've been meeting as always. We've finished the first piece of work on consent. The public consultation process has been completed, and one submission received, which was spam. So in actual fact, no real submissions received. We recently completed the second chapter of our work on significantly interested parties, and that's going to go to consultation sometime, I think, early in the new year, but staff are working on that at the moment with a view to consultation running through Costa Rica. And, of course, the special consultation time for the GAC ongoing through and at Costa Rica as well. Other things, we are now publishing transcripts of the conference calls that the working group has, and we're reasonably well ahead of our schedule of work, so we've postponed our meeting for tomorrow night, and we'll reconvene our activities early in the new year.
Okay, thank you, Keith. Any questions or comments for Keith, please? Okay, thank you. Let's move on then to IDN PDP Working Group 1. Bart, do we have an update, please?
No, the only one is that on the 8th of December, the board adopted the resolution as proposed by the council, and the working group is, or the sub-working group is still sorting out other issues relating to the confusingly similarity topic. And once that's been sorted, it will move forward.
Thank you, Bart. Any questions or comments for Bart on that one, please? Okay. Seeing as we're missing Hero on the call, would you like to do IDN PDP Working Group 2 as well?
Yes. The working group, say, the public comment period from its draft final report concluded on the 15th. No comments received. It's now working on changes or proposals to change the rules and guidelines related to, for the inclusion of IDN CCTLDs in the CCNSO. And yeah, it will continue to do so. They had two working group meetings after the Costa Rica meeting.
Okay, thank you very much. Any questions or comments on that one, please? Okay, sorry. Nope, almost the comment. Okay, the next one is the joint CCNSO-GNSO IDN working group, the JIG. Jan, is there anything in addition to the discussion we had earlier to report?
Yes, actually, there's we've been discussed on the third item, the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. Actually, we're about to release the initial report on universal acceptance on IDN TLDs. So we're making progress on the last item, actually.
Excellent. Good to hear that. Any questions or comments for Jan, please? Okay, thank you. The next then is the Joint Security and Stability Working Group. Bart?
That one has its regular meetings every week and it's moving slowly ahead. It's now into the analysis phase of, say, threat and event. It's chosen a methodology to do so and the SOs and ACs will be informed on this methodology so they are aware of what's going on.
Thank you, Bart. Any questions or comments on that, please? Okay. The next item then is the meetings program working group. Firstly, we have a request to appoint Vika as vice chair with a request that he liaise between the council and the meetings program working group. I don't think Vika's on the call, if I remember rightly. Gabby?
No, he's not.
Right, okay. So given he's not here, we can't ask him to withdraw from discussing himself. Does anyone wish to comment on appointing him as vice chair to this group? Do we have any objections? Okay. Then I think we will resolve to appoint Vika as chair, though that's probably a matter for the working group itself, actually. But if we could specifically ask him to liaise between the council and the programme working group, it's very important that there is a two-way information flow. And do we have anyone to provide an update from that working group? Bart, does that fall to you again, I'm afraid?
I can do that because I was on the call. So there are just two main items for the next meeting in Costa Rica. The working group decided to go on with the panel discussion as always, and there was a suggestion that the next panel discussion would deal with how CCTLDs are structuring their marketing as the new GTLDs are approaching. That's so far just a suggestion. If you have a better suggestion, please let me know. And then there will also be a session dealing with security issues, and the suggestion is to have some speakers on issues that DNSSEC cannot solve. They will have speakers on things that DNSSEC can solve. There will be the bank coming in, Costa Rican banks, the major banks of Costa Rica will come in and show that they will show how DNSSEC will help them, but they will also want a speaker on things that DNSSEC cannot solve. So these are the two major items that will be discussed during the next meeting.
Thank you very much, Gabby. Any questions or comments for Gabby, particularly on the subject of the panel discussion, perhaps?
Maybe just for information, hi, this is Carolina. We are holding in Costa Rica our economic affairs workshop just prior to the ICANN meeting from 8 to 10 March, and we will be discussing marketing strategies amongst different VCTLDs, not only in the LAC region, but more of a sort of a best practice workshop. So I'll keep you posted on that. It might be interesting, Gabby.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you. That's interesting, but also that does signal that we need to take care it's not a repeat.
Oh, no,
when
yeah.
those CCs come to the CCNSO, of course.
Yeah.
So there's something that is a discussion as opposed to a presentation.
Absolutely. We should discuss that, definitely.
There's nothing worse than going to a pre-meeting and then finding the same thing discussed at the meeting.
Absolutely, yeah.
Are you part of the program meeting working group? A member or observer?
I will deal with Carolina after this about that. I will make her a member.
Okay, that's good, because all your colleagues are.
It sounds like you don't have any choice in this, Carolina, but I think the regional organisation input would be very much welcome, and particularly with a view to not duplicating some of the work or making it different between the two meetings, I think. Thank you.
It would be great. Count on me.
Okay, let's move on then. So item 6.9, the CCNSO statement on the geographic regions draft report was in fact submitted. So I don't think there's any further anything further to say on that, unless anyone has any questions or comments.
Just it's Keith here. Just a very minor comment. I noticed the PDF that's published on the CCNSO website is unable to be copied from at all. I don't know whether it's some security measure or just a problem, but I would have thought with a public document it should be in a format that could be readily copied.
Thank you, Keith. I'm not sure I'd noticed that even, so I don't think that was intentional, unless it's very highly secret.
Okay.
Thanks, Keith. We'll address that for future.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next item on our agenda is the nominations committee, and councillors will recall that we were asked in Senegal to make input to the work of the NOMCOM, particularly with our thinking on the board criteria and the CCNSO NOMCOM appointed councillor criteria. And we've been asked for any suggestions or additions or alterations that we might like to make to the criteria that were on that email. Attachment 5 to these papers. What I suggest we do is just take any initial thoughts from councillors and then, given time, circulate our revised thinking or our current summation by email on the council list. But can I ask, with anyone, firstly then, any thoughts on the criteria for the board directors? Are people happy that that's a comprehensive enough list of skills and experience?
Hey, this is Rulof.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm missing a few things. I think experience in a not-for-profit multi-stakeholder international environment would be very important. And also experience in a setting where one has to deal with both business parties, consumers, and local government or politicians, or politicians. And I also think that there is now something about supervision on the board. I think that should be a bit more specific in the sense of having been on the board of a large international non-profit organization. And I also think, like I mentioned in the session we had in Dakar on the CEO, I think also for board members it's important that they have experience in guiding organizations through a phase of professionalization.
Sorry, Roloff, you're fading in and out, at least on my call. I heard you up with experience of guiding organizations.
Did the rest hear me, or is it the problem with my connection? Gabby?
Yes, I can hear you, but it seems like you're moving around your phone, could it be?
I'm definitely moving around my phone. Okay, I'll get it off hands-free. Let me see if that works. Okay, what I said, so I'll just repeat.
It's the last bit, the organization's through.
Organization's true.
As you said, the CEO's input,
I lost you. Yeah, I said that I think experience in the supervision or in the board of directors of a larger international non-profit organization is important also, in my opinion, as is experience in being involved in the professionalization of such an organization. I think that's an important phase that ICANN is going through. And I think it needs board members that have experience in that, professionalizing an organization.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that input. Anyone else? Well, maybe I can just come in as chair. So I certainly agree with all of Roloff's comments. I was also thinking around something around commitment to working for public benefit for the public interest. Or some phrase similar to that in the affirmation of commitment, which I think is fairly core to ICANN currently.
Yep.
Okay, so if I could ask the Secretariat to kind of sum up all of those criteria and produce a revised list for the board member elements, then we can agree that via email and get that off to Vanda for her input. Can I move us on then to the CCNSO councillor criteria, whether there are things that colleagues would like to add or change, particularly for prospective CCNSO councillors. And Hong, as our newest council non-com appointed member on the call, you may well also have some thoughts on that.
Leslie, you want me to comment on this?
Whether in your experience you think that's an appropriate set, you know, how did it work for you going through that process? Are there particular things you think were relevant to your appointment as a non-com councillor?
Oh, thank you for giving me the opportunity. I'm not in a hotel. The internet is not really working, so I can't really download the document, but I can give you my inputs on this. And I assume for the NOMCOM appointee to the CCNS Council, primarily and also based my experience on NOMCOM, they're not from CCTLD managers. So NOMCOM try not to duplicate the channel of appointment. If the CC manager can be appointed through elections in the council, they should go that channel. So for the NOMCOM appointees, they're primarily from the other constituencies and communities. I assume the user community's experience would be useful from at large or the NCSG or NCUC. So they can advocate for public interest, public benefits, and bring new perspective and information to the council, I guess would be helpful. Now back to you, Leslie.
Okay, thank you very much, Hong. Does anyone else have anything to add to those comments?
Yangnir?
Hi, Yangnir.
Yes. I mean, basically, I agree with Song in saying that we do need to pay attention to the user community and so on. But basically, within ICANN, the user communities and the other sort of the other constituencies of viewpoints are actually represented by those constituencies. So I think as a CCNSO council, it should be from, I mean, I agree that they can be from other communities, but actually the focus should be on CCs, I think.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
Yes, Leslie, this is Roloff.
Hi, Roloff.
I think it will probably be the case in most candidates, but I think for a council member and experience in working experience in an international multicultural professional setting would be really I don't know if it's a hard criterion, but it would really be an advantage, because that is what the council is.
Yeah. I guess my one thought on that, we need to be careful not to eliminate candidates. So maybe people might not have the experience, but they would certainly have the personal qualities that would enable them to contribute in that environment.
Yeah, that was my line of thinking as well. And then I thought, but if they have been operating, if they have been going to ICANN meetings, and if they have been active in the occasional working group or whatever, then they have this experience. And I really wonder if you can be really effective in the council if you haven't done just that, if you haven't been going to ICANN meetings, and if you haven't been involved in the occasional working group or something like that. But that's my personal opinion.
Okay, thank you. Somebody made a in the background there. Was that a view?
It was me. I basically agree, but then looking back, I think we've had some counselors that had not been coming to the CCNSO meetings, but when they were here, they were very effective. So, I mean, I agree with Roloff's general line of thinking, but as you said, we should try to not eliminate anyone from becoming
Thank you, Yangnir. Maybe we could position that as obviously somebody who is able to work in that environment, ideally with the experience of ICANN or the IETF or similar.
Excellent compromise.
Okay, thank you. So unless anyone else has anything more to add, can I ask the Secretariat to combine those things up into two lists, really? One for the board position and one for the CCNSO council position. Circulate that via email on the list for 10 days or so, and if we have additions, etc., we'll add those then, send them on to the NOMCOM. Is that okay with everybody?
Yep. This is Jen. Hi, Leslie. This is
Jen.
I just want to give a reminder, actually. NOMCOM actually is working on that criteria for both the board position and the supporting organization position right now. And we're going to release the SOI pretty soon, actually. So if we, if the CC Council try to give the input to NOMCOM, please do so as soon as possible, because, you know, that's going to be released very soon.
Okay, so if I could, on that basis, then urge the Secretariat to get that out as soon as possible, and I'll alert Vanda that we will be making some input and let her know our timeline.
Okay.
Thank you for that help. Okay, I'm going to move us on because I'm mindful of time. The next item is a study group, the study group on the use of names for countries and territories. Now, I don't think the study group have as yet appointed a liaison back to the council. So for the time being, just quickly, I'm going to ask Bart to give us any update and also pass a request for them to appoint a counsellor who can provide information backwards and forwards.
Leslie, sorry to interrupt. Mm-hmm. I really have to go to my next meeting, so my apologies for leaving you, but I'm running out of time. So.
Yeah, no problem, Rollo. Thank you, and sorry for the overrun.
No, that's fine. Thank you, Leslie. Thank you all, and see you on the next call. Bye-bye. And happy holidays, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Au revoir.
Becky is already co-chair of the working group, so I ask her to formally pick up this role as liaison with the council.
Okay, thank you. But I'm aware Becky's not always able to make the calls.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily have to be a vice chair. Perhaps if we could just ask the group to sort it out amongst themselves, that would be lovely. Are there any other updates other than that on the agenda, Bart?
Not really. Say they had their first meeting and they're looking at the typology and how to include UNESCO in their work.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving us quickly on to a conclusion then, before I keep losing more people. Mm-hmm. Item 7, we have a schedule for our Costa Rica meeting. If anyone has any suggestions or additions to that, they'd be very gratefully received, please. No? Okay, we'll work on the basis of that for our planning. Thank you very much. And Gabby, Christina, if we could get days and times roughly, obviously they may be subject to change, if we could get those out reasonably soon in the new year, that would be appreciated so that people can make travel arrangements. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. The next council meeting is on the 10th of January, but there is a suggestion that...
The conference is finished? No?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Is
that Suleiman?
Yes, Suleiman, yes.
Suleiman.
Yes, how are you?
We're on agenda item 8, I'm afraid, but you've joined us for the last bit, so well done. There's a suggestion that our January meeting might well be postponed, given that a number of people will be on holidays for Christmas and the New Year. Unless we have any urgent business for the 10th of January, can I suggest that we have our next meeting on the 14th of February?
Agreed.
Okay. Thank you very much. And you also have the meeting schedule for the upcoming year for your diaries, please. I'm quite concerned that some councillors have been missing quite a few meetings, so really encourage everybody to get those dates in your diary and to attend wherever you can. I do appreciate we all have day jobs as well, but it would be great to up the attendance, please. And Gabby, if you could send those dates to people and get them in the diaries early, that would be appreciated.
Yep.
Thank you. And lastly then, we have liaison updates. Ron, thank you very much for your written schedule, as always. Is there anything you particularly wish to draw to our attention or to add to that report, please?
No, nothing to add, Leslie.
Okay. Any questions or comments for Ron then, council members? No? Okay. Well, comprehensive as always, Ron, so thank you very much for that. Also, with some frequency, we're missing the GNSO liaison report, unless I've missed it.
Yes, it's not in a hunch on the isn't sick leave right now, so might be that.
Oh, we see.
Yeah, he had some surgery on
his foot, I think. Oh, gosh. Oh, well, that's a very good reason not to be bothered with sending us a report, I guess. Okay, so, Gabby, could you send our best wishes for a speedy recovery to Han Tran and also let him know the dates and say that we'd very much appreciate his report for our calls so that we can be better informed, even if he's not able to make the calls himself.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Any other business then? No? In which case, thank you very much, everybody, and thank you for your patience. And I do apologize for the overrun, but it was very important that we particularly address the JIG letter, which is obviously where quite a bit of our time went on this call. And can I wish everybody a very happy Christmas and New Year if you celebrate either or both of those.
Thank you
very much, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Very well.